the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Yeah, all the liberals are bragging about how they're still wearing their masks, including Ron Howard. He's bragging about how he's on an airplane as if he's give me a break, Ron. You're flying private. Don't act like you're running around flying commercial in a mask, you fraud. These liberals are just all such frauds. Though it's not mandatory and it's pain, I'm masking for my flight today for others, says Ron Howard. Oh boy, you all are an embarrassment. And then they lie and they say, most polls show Americans support masks. But then you go to the airport, 9 out of 10 say they don't want to wear the mask, they're glad it's out. On the airplane, they make the announcements, you don't have to wear the mask. All the stewardesses, airline workers, pilots, everybody on the plane rips them off, has a celebration. And then they just say, oh, polls show everybody loves the mask. Don't believe your eyes. Don't believe reality. Los Angeles goes mask on. Los Angeles County reinstates mask mandate. Philadelphia goes mask off. Philadelphia drops mask mandate. Are we having fun? Mask on, mask off, mask on, mask off. Mask up your butt. I mean, it's just, my God, these people are just nuts. Now, here was Trump, and I actually listened to a significant portion of his speech. A lot of it was actually really good. I will say, a lot of it was actually really good. But he made a comment on the vaccine here that I wanted to play for you. And I thought it was an interesting comment he made during his speech. Here was Donald Trump on the vaccine just, I believe this was yesterday.
Greatest achievements was getting the vaccine done in 9 months instead of 5.5 to 12 years. But the problem is, you know, we saved tens of millions of lives all over the world, but I can't talk about it because our base, our beautiful base of which some of you are there, you get angry when we mention the word vaccine. Don't get angry. We did it in 9 months, less than 9 months, right? Less than 9 months. And frankly, a lot of people are living today because of that. So I'll talk about it. You know, I think the other side actually poisoned people on it, because they want to try and take credit. Remember when Biden said, he didn't come up with a vaccine, except he got a shot 2 months before he said that. They said, sir, you've already been given the, even his own side stopped him on that one. But we did a great job on that, and it's very important, and I'm very proud of it. Think of it, 9 months, we pushed the FDA, they hate me so much. They hate me. They cannot hate anybody as much as they hate me, but we had to get them to move, and we did. And worldwide, millions and millions, in this country, millions and millions of lives we obliterated.
So, interesting commentary there from Donald Trump. And either he is continuing to be fooled by this, or he's trying to fool us in that, or he's trying to fool somebody, or he's been fooled. Because, but aside from him saying, oh, it was so great, and we've saved millions of lives, and all of that nonsense, maybe he really does have this pride of, hey, I got the vaccine done so quickly, it would have never been done. But there's an interesting riff there where he says, oh, the FDA hates me because I pushed them to get this vaccine out. So what do you, I mean, it's just, is he basically saying that he's the one that forced the vaccine? Like, so here he is admitting that his base doesn't like the vaccine, but yet he's trying to double, triple, quadruple down on it, saying I'm fully the one to blame for the vaccine. I mean, that is a losing argument, bro. So are we supposed to believe that it was Donald Trump's baby, this vaccine? Are we really supposed to believe this was Donald Trump's baby? Does he not see how mismeasured of a stance that is to take? Now, if that's accurate, that's a whole nother can of worms to open. If it's literally Donald Trump up there finally buying into the fear propaganda that they kept selling him, that he needs to shut everything down and this is not a common flu, finally buying into it and then saying, okay, well, then we need to get the vaccine, so push the gas. Were they planning on locking us down for 5 years? Did they use that as a threat? Is that why Trump, was he trapped into promoting the vaccine? Very interesting stuff. He's clearly not going to back down on this. He's going to go to his political grave with this, and it's a horrible mismeasurement.
For the longest, man, I try to tell you Alan Jones was right. If we're going down, we ain't going down without a fight. But we ain't going down, the globalists are going down, that's right. You can see into the future watching Alan Jones tonight. Alan Jones is right, yeah, Alan Jones is right. Alan Jones is right, yeah, Alan Jones is right. Alan Jones is right, yeah, Alan Jones is right. Alan Jones is right, yeah, Alan Jones is right. There's a war on for your mind, it's time to win it.
Stein, Primetime 99. There he is, his latest outbreak at city council. I mean, geez, Alex. I mean, good God, man. But it's you know, here's the ridiculous thing of it. All these liberals really, they really want you to know they got their mask on. I got my mask. I'm wearing my mask at the airport. I'm wearing my mask in my car. I'm wearing my mask at the grocery store. Oh, they really want you to know they're so much better than you. They're going to wear that mask. I mean, so your culture jamming continues at the city council. You're letting them know that you're wearing your mask. You're having your trans surgery. You're wearing your mask. You're a good globo homo. I mean, what else do we need you to do? You're a man competing against women. You're going to chop. I mean, you chop your breasts off, maybe chop your balls off. I mean, what else? What else can you possibly do, Alex Stein, to culture jam this and be a good globo homo?
Ron Howard is, you know, virtue signaling. I'm going to wear my mask even though I don't have to. These people are just, you know, they're absurd. Like all day long, there's going to be an endless amount of material I can jam in their face. But I want to point this out though. You're talking about Trump. This is a big problem because, you know, a lot of people that are conservative, you know, we want to blindly follow our leaders. But when you look at Donald Trump and we look at the 2016 election that Julian Assange basically handed him with the WikiLeaks, releases, and he didn't pardon him. Now I love Trump. I love Trump, but just like the next guy, I think, is an entertainer, as an actor on the political stage or the political theater. He's the best. He's the main character all day long. But we have a lot of issues, and especially coming up in 2024, I don't think we can have him be our next president, Owen. I think we got to go with DeSantis or somebody else because there's so much baggage, and the fact that he's doubling down, you make a lot of concessions for him by saying, oh, maybe he doesn't know. But Trump's not dumb. One thing you and I both know, Trump is smart. The guy is pretty brilliant.
Yeah, and that's why it's so confusing, because he's not dumb.
Yeah. I mean, dude, when we talk about this vaccine and how he says it's safe and effective, yet you look at all these soccer players that have myocarditis, you look at the levels of children that have had myocarditis in years before, it's like literally like four kids had been diagnosed with myocarditis in 2019 or something, and now we have thousands of children. So, I mean, people are having enlarged hearts. That is a serious thing. That's not a conspiracy theory. Yet this guy's going to go and tout it as a great thing. And now you know and I know there's people that got the vaccine and they're totally fine. Some people are affected by it. Some people get COVID and die. Some people get COVID and are fine. So there is something weird going on, but there's no excuse for him to champion this vaccine like it's some magic bullet when you and I both know that it's what is called problem reaction solution. They had the mandatory vaccine already in place. Big Pfizer, Big Pharma, whatever you want to call it. They wanted to have a reason to make us have a never-ending vaccine schedule. And sadly, maybe Trump got tricked, but it worked, and now he's championing this vaccine. It makes me sick to hear that speech. A guy that I love. I personally love Donald Trump, and it makes me sick to hear him say that, Owen.
Well, and think about all the things he could brag about and carry the torch for, and yet he sits here and talks about how proud he is about the vaccine. I mean, he should be carrying the torch and being proud of the border, making a big thing about that, the economy. I mean, there's so many other things, But he sits here because he obviously feels the pressure. He knows his base is rejecting his vaccine rhetoric. He knows that's going on. He just had one of his longtime friends, who sometimes hosts the fourth hour here, go down there and tell him that, hey, you know, vaccine is not a good idea. Wayne Allen Root. And so, I mean, it's like, Donald, this is a miss. This is a miss. No matter how you feel about it, it's a miss.
No, you're 100% right. But Donald has always wanted to be liked by the left, because that's the other thing, is they call him a racist dude. He's been friends with Mike Tyson, black people, his whole career on The Apprentice. I mean, I think he always had people of color, gay people. There's no any all the stuff on the left, how they say, oh, we don't like Ketanji Brown Jackson because she's black. Dude, conservatives on the right love Clarence Thomas. They would love to have a black person. They would
I wish
love
I had seven Clarence Thomases.
100%. So it's not about race. So I'm saying Trump has a lot of good stuff about him, where the left is using, you know, ammunition that is just fake news, literally, like he said. And that's another thing. Trump exploiting how the media is basically fake. I think he's one of the best people to ever do that. He should be talking about that. But instead, he's going around for and being Big Pharma's cheerleader, talking about how he got a vaccine approved that usually takes 5 years. That makes me sick. That vaccine, we should have been 5 years for it to get approved. It should have gone through the same regulations that any other vaccine would go through. And it's not something to brag about. So it's either he's being bought and sold, or he's actually just under this illusion that what he did was good because he wants to be liked by everybody. You know, everybody, sadly, you want to be universally liked. You want to be liked, Owen. I want to be liked. But we know that we're not going to be liked by everybody, especially in the conspiracy world. You know, the mainstream media is obviously not going to like us. So it's like we kind of walk that path that not everybody wants to walk. But unfortunately, I don't think Trump does that same thing. He wants to be universally liked, and that's never going to happen because – you know, there's so much baggage with him and, you know, his persona.
And how does he not even have the foresight to understand, hey, the more you come out and brag and take responsibility for this vaccine, the more you're going to end up getting the blame when the lawsuits and class action lawsuits and death numbers start coming out. I mean, he shouldn't be wanting to own that. Again, no matter how he thinks about it, he should say, look, there's no political win in this for me. It doesn't matter. I can think I'm responsible for the vaccine and all of it. There is no political victory here for me in this deal. Let the left own it. Let Fauci own it. Let them all own it. He's trying to even take ownership of it. He's trying to take the hot potato. He's trying to take the ticking time bomb from them.
I mean, you nailed it. And Dr. Fauci, it's like, you know, this atheistic mindset. He's their Lord and Savior. For the people that don't believe in God, he is like their new God. So for Trump to actually want to be teammates, metaphorical teammates of this guy, or be on the same side, it just shows you that, like, maybe he doesn't have our best interest, because Fauci obviously doesn't have our best interest. I mean, the guy's a career, you know, federal employee. I believe he's like the highest paid federal employee.
Hey,
and
he
the
is.
Guy is literally, he's literally a vaccine salesman. And these people on the left, they put him on this pedestal like he's literally our Lord and Savior. The guy is garbage. And I love Trump. But like I said earlier, I think you look at DeSantis and he has a lot less baggage. And, you know, he's a veteran. You know, he's really what he's doing in Florida is dominating, how, you know, getting rid of the Reedy Creek thing. And you see, I love that the left is just crying about the Disney thing. They're all about, oh, you'll see AOC wear the dress. Oh, tax the rich. Now, as soon as we start taxing the rich, no! They're crying and screaming. They're doing their own culture jamming in the house in Florida. So I love what's going on with DeSantis, to be honest.
Yeah, they're folks, I covered it in the last hour. They're shutting down Florida hearings. They're shutting down government activity. And the media doesn't cover it because it's an insurrection now. That's supposed to be an insurrection. They insurrected in Florida.
Yeah, that's why they don't want to rewrite that Insurrection Act, because, you know, now they're going to have to arrest all these liberal leftists. And that's another thing. Listen, all day long, Trump is a great orator. He's one of the best. He's hilarious. He's funny. But January 6th, guys, that was nothing. There's not half as bad as what BLM did, not half as bad as what Antifa did. And he did only, even though it was only 11 days, he should have pardoned anybody involved with that. But instead, we have our Department of Justice weaponized against the most patriotic people in our entire country, the ones that knew they were going to stand up for a fraudulent election that was obviously not 81 million votes. But Joe Biden did not get that. Anybody with half a brain knows that. And so where every single person there standing up for the truth should be awarded instead of their lives being taken away from them and punished way harder than the same people in Portland that protested for 60 days, lit a federal courthouse on building on fire every day. And the worst punishment, I believe somebody got 60 days of house arrest. Now, if they're giving the January 6th people some house arrest, some slaps on the wrist, then I'd understand that. But they're trying to throw the book at these people, and nobody is there to protect them. And the one person they're doing it for, Donald Trump, literally turned his back on him.
Yeah, today is actually the 1 year. Joe Biggs has now been a political prisoner for 1 year. Joe Biggs, 1 year now, a political prisoner of the Democrat Party, didn't do anything violent on January 6th, nothing at all. and yet he suffers in a jail cell because of these wicked Democrats that we're dealing with. And it really is just such pure evil. And it's just unbelievable that we're dealing with this. And now it's reaching. I'm glad that you're introducing the comedy aspect, because it's like, I can't even, it's so hard to be serious about this anymore. It's like you almost have to laugh at it.
Oh, and we're in the clown world. I know we're about to go on the break, so I'm not going to go on some huge rant, but we have guys that change their gender. I know, they change their gender, and now they're competing against women. They swam on the boys' team for 3 years, and you're letting them compete against women. I mean,
hey, Leah Thomas is a local hero.
And the media just champions that. That's against women's rights.
What was Leah Thomas's prior name?
William Thomas.
Willie. Big Willie Thomas. Big Willie Thomas was a state champion swimmer right here at Lake Travis in Austin. We admire whoever he is now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have had quite a run here at InfoWars. We've had a huge, huge effect when it comes to the fight against the globalist. And we've changed the world together. And I want to thank you for all you've done over the years with your prayers, your word of mouth, and shopping with us and supporting us while at the same time getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. But now, because of supply chain breakdowns, and now because of all the Democratic Party-funded lawsuits and the slanted nature of those attacks, we are maxed out and pushed up against a wall, just like America's pushed up against a wall. And we're being bullied, we're being brutalized by the special interests that want to get through us to be able to get to you. So if we put today's live show headline up on screen for TV viewers and ask the question, did Alex Jones InfoWars declare bankruptcy? Tune in and learn the truth. If you scroll down in that live show feed today, you'll find a subsection that's on InfoWarsStore.com, where when you click on it, it takes you to a subpage at InfoWarsStore.com where you can make a $5, $10, $20, $50, $100 one-time donation, or you can sign up for a recurring donation, cancel any time. But this is the time in the fight for freedom to understand they're going to take everything from you if you don't start spending time and energy in the fight. And I'm not talking to regular listeners that have supported us over the years and done a great job. I'm talking to new listeners or occasional listeners who need to understand this is a serious situation we're in, and you need to put skin in the game financially to keep operations on the air like InfoWars. Think of the millions of people that learned about ivermectin and zinc and vitamin D and hydroxychloroquine alone from this show. Think about the pedophile drag queen story times that have been exposed and stopped by this broadcast. Think about our border reports exposing the human smuggling that triggered congressional investigations. Think about our anti-war reporting. Think about our 9/11 and Bohemian Grove and our reporting on the globalists and the occult. I mean, to try to list our exposure of fluoride in the water and atrazine and the attack on our children with the whole transgender cult. Think about everything we've been through together and just imagine InfoWars not being there. So I want to ask you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And every day during the live show, under the live show feed, we'll have a link to it as well, where you can donate and we can buy products. And again, all the t-shirts, all the apparel, all the ball caps, all the flags, some of it going back, some of the stuff's been in the warehouse 5 years, over 100 designs, great shirts, great ball caps, you name it. We're selling it all at cost. In the future, we're just going to have limited edition shirts for a limited time, only a few designs at a time. Because we can't sit there and pay for the larger inventory. We just can't do it. So, one-of-a-kind shirts, get them at InfoWarsStore.com. And the new Alex Jones Was Right shirt, very good-looking shirt, big red thunderbolt, Alex Jones Was Right, on the back, InfoWars.com. This is a limited edition shirt. We're only selling this limited edition for 1 month, and it's $24.95, so we get $18 from the sales. It's really nice fabric. It's an expensive shirt for us to make to fund our operations. So get your Alex Jones Was Right historic shirt and know you took part in the battle of the Republic and the battle for free human will and free speech worldwide at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for your support. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. When we get together and stand up against the globalists, we are unstoppable. I'm counting on you. Stay with us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Stein is our guest, and we have an extended war room today. We're going till 7 o'clock, so we hope we can be with us for the entire transmission. We've got some Fauci memes here. I've got three Fauci memes that I can't decide which one is my favorite, so I wanted to bring in a second opinion here. I need a doctor, meme Dr. Stein. So guys, pick any one of the three and put it on the screen, and let's get Dr. Stein's take on his memeology expert here. Okay, here we have Fauci in the clown shoes. This is all from his Cassie Hunt interview on CNN Plus, which will be gone in a week. And everybody just saw Cassie Hunt just dominating over him. She looks like a 6'9" giant. Fauci looks like a tiny little midget. But the clown shoes are big on him. So here's Fauci in the clown shoes. Okay, so guys, let's roll to the next one. See what we have here. Or just put me back.
Do you notice the bobblehead doll right behind his butt? You know, his derriere right there?
That's his own bobblehead.
This is great. The mini me. I mean, this is, guys, this is the highest paid government employee right here.
And he has his own bobblehead on his desk.
I mean, and that's just a perfect example of the self-righteous behavior of these people. Like, you know, he feels like when I think it was like GQ said he's like the sexiest man in America. Yeah. You know, he probably thinks he is the sexiest man. He probably thinks he is like Leonardo DiCaprio or something. Like, these people are so clueless and so out of touch with reality. I wouldn't be surprised if he actually thinks he is that.
All right, let's go to our final one here, guys. It's Fauci in the gas mask. This one is good, too. But, you know, Fauci probably should be wearing the gas mask when he's doing these interviews because he needs to keep the people afraid. He needs the people to be in fear. Guys, zoom in on that gas mask. He's ready for war. So of the three, though, the clown shoes, the midget on the ladder, or the gas mask, which one do you think is the highest quality meme?
Well, the one where he's a dwarf is the best because he really does look like Dr. Evil's mini-me. I mean, that's really where we're at, too. I mean, that's what he reminds you of. He reminds you of, like, an evil villain's henchman. And he kind of gives us this, like, you know, smooth, appearance or whatever. But there's nothing smooth about Tony Fauci, little Tony Fauci. I mean, that is him in a nutshell. It's like he's just a little sad man that is just, you know, inoculating children. I mean, this is a perfect example. In style, they call him – I mean, dude, those glasses
the good
are
doctor.
Terrible.
He's the good doctor. No, in the 80s, everybody knew he was a murderer.
Dude, what he did with AZT and what he did with the AIDS community, if anybody had half a brain, they would look at it. All those people on the left, he literally murdered people. He gave a cancer drug that they had back stock of and prescribed it for AIDS that they knew it didn't have any practical use for. Yet he just championed that. Why? Because he's bought and sold by Big Pharma. These people, these multinational corporations, can donate to these people's political action committees, and they have all the power. It's not human anymore. And look at, like, Rachel Levine as another example. She's a four-star admiral. She's one of the top people of our, you know, United States Health and Human Services. These people are not qualified to take care of my cat, Owen. I wouldn't let Dr. Fauci be a vet for my little cat.
Well, we know what he does to animals.
Yes, dude. They test on animals. They did stuff in the Wuhan laboratory that makes what they're doing in Shanghai look like child's play. So they do not care. They put beagles and they tested mosquitoes on their face and had them, you know, basically bitten to death by insects. I don't think there's a worse way to die. I mean, literally, when they talk about the ways to die, some of the worst ways, people say fire or drowning. I think death by a million bug stings would be probably up there in the top of the list of the least way I would like to die. But that's where we're at, Owen, is we're championing these guys because they do not look below the surface. Everybody's asleep at the wheel, and they're under this, you know, a mass formation hypnosis where their identity is like, oh, I'm the left. I'm going to wear my mask, because that mask is just the MAGA hat for these crazy liberal leftists. So we're out of touch with reality, and anybody with half a brain realizes this. But sadly, it's the idiocracy. That's where we're at, Owen. It's that was not a fictional movie. That is basically a documentary, And the metaverse is not far off, dude. It's not. It's very shortly. People are going to say, well, climate change is so bad. Let me just plug my brain into a computer, and so I don't have any sort of greenhouse emissions. I would not be surprised, and you know, towards the end of our life, people really plug into that matrix for real, dude.
Yeah, I mean, there's even a plan for that. But I wonder how Fauci would like it to have a million insects climb into his brain and eating it until he died, like the funding he gave to test on those beagles. I have a feeling Fauci wouldn't like that too much.
Now, I mean, Fauci's an evil guy, but it's not different. Like, you know, I hate to keep on bringing up Trump. I mean, Trump knows about the beagles. Trump knows about the AZT and all this stuff, and he still kept him on. I mean, he should have been fired. That's another thing, and I don't want to keep on bashing Trump because I like him. But, man, the way some of the people he put in his cabinet and just, you know, keeping Anthony Fauci, these career people that do not have our government, do not have the people's best.
Yeah, it's like I'd love to give Trump another shot, but I want to hear him saying how bad Fauci is, not how great the vaccine is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just obvious. Anybody with half a brain realizes that Fauci is not a good guy. But these people are like they're under this hypnosis where they literally think this guy is their Lord and Savior. It's that mindset where all these people, we just came from the Big Bang. We just evolved from pond scum and our life doesn't matter. We only have this. And, you know, now in California, they're having infanticide abortion 3 weeks after birth.
Yeah, I mean, that deal's crazy. What is that, AB, like 122 or something?
That is the most evil thing possible. The fact that you can kill a baby after birth. And in California, run by Gavin Newsom, that's happening. I mean, we are literally it's like living in hell. I don't know any other way to describe it. I just can't imagine. Abortion is bad enough. They say, oh, abortion is health care. What about the baby's health? They don't care about it. And the big hypocrisy of it is if you're a drunk driver and you hit a pregnant woman, it's a double homicide and you murder her and her baby.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have rules on law. I mean, they have laws on the books that define a baby as a life, but now in California, that baby can be killed 21 days after it's born. Makes no sense, Owen.
And by the way, we have Savannah Hernandez coming up in the next hour. She's got these liberals in California saying, yeah, I love killing my kids. I want to get pregnant just to kill it. That's how sick they are. But, you know, there was an old movie, Dallas Buyers Club. I remember watching it when it came out. It's a good movie, but I didn't know much about the backstory or the politics involving in it. I went back and watched it a couple weeks ago. You watch Dallas Buyers Club with the knowledge and context that we have now with Anthony Fauci, the whole movie hits differently, and it hits even heavier and harder.
Well, I kind of needed to watch that again. Jared Leto, you know, won the Academy Award, and he's a weird guy, but he is a talented
actor. Yeah, I think he really liked that role he played, by the way, but that's another story.
The movie was an impactful movie. I do need to watch it now with a different lens.
I'm telling you, it hits differently now.
You look at her wearing her mask. Is that some sort of predictive programming? And I want to say this before we go to break. This is a little, you know, conspiratorial. When the federal judge, you know, knocked down the mask mandate, that was April 28th. And that was the 5-year anniversary of Future, the rapper song Mask Off. Have you seen that?
I mean, I like that song, but you're talking about a music video?
I'm talking, no, the date that song came out was April 18th, 2017, and the mask mandate was lifted
5 years later?
2022. Yeah.
The original, you're talking about the original Future song?
Original song, Mask Off, My Future, came out April 18th, 2017, dude. And then the mandate for the mask off was April 18th, 2022, 5 years to the day of the release of that song.
What about women wearing mask era during the mask era?
Explain to listeners how on earth they can have a challenge so you can't run for office. I mean, the Democrats are doing that, exactly what we said they're doing, trying to stop voters in 10. And you're having to spend all this money to battle them, and they have Democrat chairpersons are the witnesses against you. How the hell does that work? Explain it.
Well, that's called dirty politics, and politics is a blood sport. But let me tell you something. Two can play that game, Alex. Here's what everyone needs to know. Anyone in any state, you can challenge your representative, your senator, your congressperson. You can challenge their candidacy qualifications. Typical qualifications are, do you live in the state, how old you are, things like that. But come to find out, if you think that your representative or senator is guilty of insurrection, let's give some examples, shall we? Let's talk about Maxine Waters going and inciting a riot in Minnesota. Let's talk about Ilhan Omar and Kamala Harris sharing the Minnesota Freedom Fund bail bond link so criminal rioters could be bailed out to go back into city streets and actually declare insurrection as they were attacking federal buildings and courthouses and police officers night after night in those BLM riots. So if anyone listening to this show right now, if you think that someone that happens to be on your ballot needs to be challenged for perhaps insurrection, you can do that too. We should rejoice when we're being attacked, when we're being persecuted by evil people. Why should we feel embarrassed and why should we allow it to get us down? We need to call each other, text each other, and just support one another. You know, Tucker Carlson, you mentioned him. He's constantly under attack. They hate him. He stepped out of line. He's not preaching the talking points anymore.
He's born again hard, as they say in Full Metal Jacket. He gets the whole thing now. They are scared as hell.
And that's what you're doing too, Alex. And I love those T-shirts. Alex Jones was right. I need one. I definitely want to wear one. And I'm so thankful that you have been right so many times. And I'm fighting as hard as I can in Congress alongside my allies in Congress. And we will not give up. We'll never quit. We'll never stop. But we really appreciate it when we hear from people at home that call us and send us letters and tell us that they're praying for us or send us donations. Like,
absolutely.
People are helping me with my lawsuit here that I'm having to pay attorneys and defend myself from a ridiculous lie.
That's right. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. They drew first blood. And so when they're really communist and Antifa that want to overthrow and attack, and they're running for office when they got bailed out by the vice president for burning down buildings and homeless shelters, we can actually go after them when they are insurrectionists and do it to them. And then they can't complain because they tried to do it to you.
We can turn the tables. We can play the same game. And it's time to start doing it. It's time to stop being constantly taking the high road while these people are literally trying to kill us.
Experience the next level in high-powered energy nootropics with our latest Brain Force offering, Brain Force Ultra. Now it is easier than ever to take in the new liquid form with 8 beneficial super ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is the result of years of enhanced formulation. Free of toxic additives, each ingredient is specifically selected for its many key properties. Some of the proprietary super ingredients behind Brain Force Ultra include guarana seed, which is loaded with energy compounds and antioxidants that have been used by Amazonian tribes for centuries. Alpha GPC, a natural compound found in the brain that delivers an essential nutrient, choline. And ginkgo leaf, which is also known for its exceptional antioxidant content. This product is more than twice the servings of our Brain Force Plus as well, so you know it's packed full of the good stuff. Destroy that brain fog today and secure your bottle of Brain Force Ultra before it is completely sold out at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Take no mask on. Get mask on. Mask on. Get mask on. Mask on. Percocet. Miley Percocet.
So, what kind of a coincidence is that? This song called Mask Off, April 18th, 2017, and then they take the mask mandate away April 18th, 2022. I mean, that's just insane. Did you figure that out yourself, Alex?
No, I saw that on a meme, but is that not... we shouldn't be surprised because this is a mockery. You know, they're constantly mocking us. We know that the mask is not even based in science. The old joke, if a pair of Levi's can't stop a fart, how can a mask stop a deadly virus? It's all about control, and it's just another control mechanism. That's why they're using the mask, because they want to disconnect us. They want us to fight. They want us to, fight with each other over wearing a mask instead of actually fighting the people that are making us wear the muzzle. And I think really like the people that get most affected by it is not people like our age or people older than us. It's the kids that are having to wear it in school. You see the teachers union, they say, oh, we should wear masks until zero transmission. And the reason why that's a big deal is because we have a lot of nonverbal communication. The way we speak is with our facial expressions. And when you hide behind a mask, you don't communicate. So it's just another way that disconnects us from each other in society, and another way to put us in that constant state of fight or flight where we're just easily controllable. And we're just being mocked, dude. I mean,
totally. The mask on the kids is definitely creating learning disabilities and psychological damage to the children. 100%. And the whole mask off thing, I mean, it's just like simulation theory confirmed almost. It's just so ridiculous that that would even happen. But this is the type of news that is right up your alley. Janelle Monáe, popular singer-songwriter, comes out as non-binary on Jada Pinkett Smith's talk show. I just don't see myself as a woman solely. She's beyond a woman. She's beyond the non-binary, actually. And here's the exact quote. I feel like God is so much bigger than the he or the she. And if I am from God, I am everything. I am everything. But I will always, always stand with women. I will always stand with black women. But I just see everything that I am beyond the binary. So basically, I'm God, but I'm still going to virtue signal that I'm pro-black woman, even though I'm also God, and I'm beyond the binary. I mean, wow, she is transcended.
And then you look at the show she did it on, Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk, the same show where Jada had Alfonso Soriano, I don't even know the kid's name, but her son's friend that she was having an affair with. So, I mean, you just look at that. We're talking about the mockery, this Red Table Talk. I mean, this show is disgusting. It's like the lowest form of degeneracy. And I'm not trying to virtue signal like I'm some, you know, super proper person. But in the same show, she mocks her own husband, basically makes him into a cuckold. And so anything you get on this show is just meant to demoralize people, to make them confused, to make them think that, oh, this is an okay relationship to have a husband, but I'm going to sleep with my son's friends. I mean, this is the lunacy.
Did she actually say son's friends? That's bigoted. She can't say son. Isn't her son a girl?
Well, and then there's a viral video of Jaden Smith, which is weird that the son is named after his mom, who's Jada. But don't even get me started. He said that he has trouble making friends because his friends don't have, they're not worried about the economic state of the world, or they're not worried.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's too intellectual for kids his age.
I mean, that's disgusting. Why can't we let these kids just be kids? But sadly, like, we're just we're masculinizing our women, we're feminizing the men, and we're like, we're turning these children in. They don't have a childhood anymore. They're getting exposed to pornography. They're getting exposed to all this terrible stuff at such a young age. We don't have that same, like when you and I were younger, we used to have to call people on their house phone and talk to their parent. It was just a lot different. Now in this disconnected world where kids are just addicted to an iPad, they think that, oh, well, Jada Pinkett Smith has a guest on her show that says that she's God and that she doesn't have a gender. So now these kids think, oh, well, that's hip. That's cool. And then they have the teachers on Libs of TikTok. Every teacher is talking about, oh, I'm a gay teacher. I came out to my students. If you can't talk about sex with your coworkers, why do they think it's okay to talk to students that are in fourth grade, Owen? I mean, it's literally absurd. Anybody with half of a brain should be calling them out. But sadly, it's only people like you or people like me that have the chutzpah, have the you know, cannolis to actually call this hypocrisy and mockery out. It's scary.
Yeah, and that's right. They want to promote this. That's why you have like Dwayne Wade showing off his boys pretending to be girls. And now Dwayne Wade, he gets all the corporate ads. You notice Dwayne Wade's in all the ads and his wife is in all the ads. I mean, that's how it's all done. It's the big corporate world government that has unlimited funds and they can pick and choose who they want based on how willing they are to sell themselves out. And they've got control. So they say, hey, look, all you got to do is sacrifice your kids to us, make your boys girls, and we'll put Gabrielle Union in all the commercials. We'll put Dwayne Wade in all the commercials. You guys can host the talk shows. You'll make millions of dollars every year. All you got to do is sacrifice your kids to the New World Order, and you got it. Bing, bang, boom. Done.
No, it's seriously, it's a humiliation ritual, and you and I know that. Alex talks about it. I mean, they want to humiliate you, so they have leverage on you. And now, because he sacrificed his son, and his son is like, you know, now a trans, openly gay kid, and they're posting pictures where his son is kissing another boy. I mean, they're basically humiliating him, and that's what I think is really about to happen with Joe Biden. Like, we're worried about the state of affairs now, but I think very soon with this Ukraine thing, you know, now you see Vladimir Zelensky's asking for $7 billion a month to stay afloat. It's obvious that Hunter Biden was doing shady business deals with Burisma, an energy company in the Ukraine. So that's why we're so involved in this war. You were talking about it. You made a good point that actually lectured me. I'm like, why don't we go after China? Well, we have too much economic dependence on China. So that's why they're going to focus on the war with Russia, because they were the villain in Rocky. Russia is the villain in Russiagate, that Hillary Clinton is saying misinformation is our you know, the biggest threat, yet she's the one that propagated all the fake Russian collusion stuff. So what I'm trying to say is they have leverage on Joe Biden, and that is going to come up. The humiliation ritual, they put him in with 81 million fake votes, and they're going to humiliate him, and I think that's really on the horizon. So there's going to be an endless amount of content, but it's going to be at our expense. It's going to be the world laughing at us, because they want to weaken America as much as possible, and there will be nothing more weak than seeing our president get caught up in a scandal where his own son is going to be the butt of the joke. And people on the left and the right are going to realize it. Oh, this is so bad. And he will be the fall guy. Just like he was the bad guy, Joe Biden is going to be the fall guy. And then they're going to have Bernie Sanders is now talking about running. Hillary Clinton is talking about running. Michelle Obama, there's rumors talking about running. So they're going to use and abuse this elderly man who's basically senile, and they're going to throw him in the trash, and it's going to be at our expense. And I think that's on the very near horizon.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way. I mean, you sit here and you look at him. There's no way he can do two more years getting shown up by Obama and Harris, getting ignored in the White House, pooping his pants, forgetting where he's at, having to be babysit around by the Easter Bunny. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Dude, we have agents wearing Easter Bunny outfits directing the president, the leader of the free world, telling him where he can and can't go. Jill Biden, his own wife, is saying, oh, you can't read. Or excuse me, like when he asked, he said, oh, I'm not allowed to read. The only thing he can do is read a teleprompter. And he's not even great at that. We know he's a puppet president. We know he's just a figurehead for the deep state, for Obama, for George Soros, for some really evil people. And so the same people that are using him up, They're gonna use them all the way. They're gonna ride them like a horse. And what do they do with a horse when they're done? They euthanize them. So he's gonna be publicly euthanized. I mean, this is a sketch in Saudi Arabia that went you know super viral. This is what the world thinks of our president. They think that he's Sleepy Joe because they want America to be weak. It's the same multinational corporations that want to dominate all over the world. They want to turn America into Canada, where you can't even leave Canada unless you're vaccinated. So that's why they have to demoralize America so much so that people will say, oh, well, we need more authority. We need to be told what to do. So it's really sad. I keep on saying sad. We can laugh at it, Owen, because we know what's going on. But it's the typical thing I always say. They're tinkling on us and telling us it's raining. And that's not going to stop until we stand up and we do another, 1776, until we, create a revolution and be civilly disobedient.
Yeah, I mean, it's more than a tinkle. It's an all-out deluge. I mean, the open border, the fentanyl, the fake president, the political persecution, the censorship of free speech. But by the way, there is a new power grab coming that I'm seeing in the news. We'll discuss that. Alex Stein kind of teasing it there. A good segue. We'll be right back.
4 words. 4 little words that are hurting America's pandemic response. What are they?
Do your own research.
Can we all stop saying, I need to do my own research? Nobody who's saying that is getting in a lab and doing tests. At best, you're reading other people's research. And more likely, you're probably reading a tweet about a headline, about a blog post, about someone else's research.
That phrase, do your own research, it's popping up a lot in conversations about coronavirus and about COVID vaccines. But this go-it-alone approach, doing your own research, it seems so innocent, but it can have serious consequences.
In other words, CNN says, don't do your own research.
What are the roots of this phrase? I feel like I used to hear it around QAnon craziness.
Well, today, the deer antler guy was sentenced to 41 months in prison for his role in the Capitol riot.
The same phrase, do your research, is being peddled by some people who do have ill intent, who want to push you down certain paths, who want to, either for profit reasons or for geopolitical reasons, want to make sure that you are reading certain information as opposed to listening to authoritative sources.
And you will respect my authority!
So what should be an actually smart idea, especially in the U.S. with such a lack of funding and media literacy and all of these issues, it can really actually help make things worse.
Yeah, it's a sneaky little phrase.
Here's the four words that are helping to spread vaccine misinformation. Are you ready? According to CNN, here they are. Do your own research.
Do your own research.
Do your own research. It's a sneaky little phrase.
That's right, folks. CNN here to tell you, don't look into these things for yourself. Don't do your own research. Don't question anything. Just listen and obey.
He could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Once again, the media is clamoring to tell you to stop looking into stuff for yourself. Do your own research. Those four words are hurting the U.S. pandemic response, CNN chief media correspondent Brian Stelter said on Reliable Sources Sunday.
Brian Stelter visits school kids to teach them to spot misinformation. He's telling them, don't even trust satire, don't trust anything but CNN.
Reducing a liar's reach is not the same as censoring freedom of speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need your support, or we're not going to be able to stay on air. You got all these fake news articles out there that I got $10 million, don't have that. That I got $20 million, don't have that. That I got $100 million, don't have that. I don't have that, ladies and gentlemen. We are maxed out to almost no reserves, trying to put out as many articles and videos and band.video and millions a day watching that. And we're just such an oasis of truth. Thank you for keeping us on air. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com. And get some of the great products like Pollen Block, sold out for a year, back in stock. And VasoBeat, sold out for a long time, back in stock. And BioTruth Selenium and Vitamin D3 Gummies and Vitamin C and Zinc Multivitamin and a double magnesium fizzy drink with the highest quality magnesium for your body. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we have the emergency blowout sales selling out all of our t-shirt designs forever. They will all be now limited editions. We'll have some new designs in the future, but hundreds of t-shirts available right now in limited supply. Some there's 1,000, some there's 20 of them. The point is they're all selling out now. We need the money to stay on air. Please visit InfoWarsTees.com. That takes you right to the subpage. Stay with us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So, the Democrat Party, the modern-day liberal left in America, is all about choice, as long as it's mandatory. And so they know they can't win elections legitimately. They need the ability to censor free speech. They need the ability to lie about their opposition. And in the case in the 2020 election, they need the ability to stack the ballots at any given time. Before the election with mail-in ballots, after the election with hidden trucks and ballots under tables, all caught on camera. But what would they do if they couldn't just cheat every time or couldn't get rid of elections? Because that's really what they want. What they really would like to do is get rid of elections. But that might be a little hard to pull off. So what would their next best option be? Now, you'll hear this and it may not really hit on how dangerous this is until you think about it. Here's the headline from the Washington Post, and I've seen this in other stories that have been circulating. So there's some sort of agenda here to either push this narrative, push this agenda, see how it gets received by the American people, and maybe try to actually achieve this goal politically. Washington Post headline, the case for mandatory voting is getting stronger. Ladies and gentlemen, no. Mandatory voting should never be a thing in this country. Abstaining from voting is a vote in and of itself. Now, I even if I tell you elections are rigged, I'm still never going to tell you not to vote. It's kind of a catch-22. It's a rock and a hard place, but it's still, hey, go out on the field and play ball, even if it's rigged against you. I understand the argument against that. But mandatory voting is at an absolute no. We can never accept this. And here's why. Think about how they censor free speech. Think about how they run all their propaganda. They know if they can force everybody to vote, that that'll be easier for them to win. All they have to do is dominate the communication field and they win, which is what they already do, except for outlets like InfoWars and independent media like Alex Stein and others. And that's driving them crazy. They can't shut us down. They can't defeat us. So their next best thing is, well, let's just censor them best we can and then make everybody have to vote. And with all our propaganda and how we own the media, we'll easily be able to control their minds and get them to vote how we want. So I've seen these stories. There's another one of it, a different story by a different author. But this is what you were talking about in the last segment. It's all these different methods that the American left is currently engaged in to try to just dominate the American people. And the value, the basic instinct even, the will to be free, it's like it's gone. It's the light is out in these people.
No, I mean, you make a good point. In the conspiracy world, that sadly, there's a lot of people like, I refuse to vote because it's already a rigged game. Why participate? But I'm with you. I think we should, everybody should at least participate, even though the right wing and the left wing are on the same bird. We can go with cliche. You should still have your voice be heard. And you make a good point. Abstaining from a vote is a vote. But as soon as they make it mandatory, that's just another way where they can rig the system in their favor, because these people can't win on merit. I mean, that's obvious. That's just, what we've seen in the past. And I think this probably will. I think this will happen in certain counties. And what they'll do is they'll say, oh, well, you'll get a tax incentive. They'll never be able to actually probably get it in, where it's actually a law, where it's a mandatory vote. But they'll be able, like in New Hampshire, I forget, the senator is trying to make a law where if your kids are unvaccinated, you have to pay double in taxes. They're going to use all these weird loopholes to get you and make you vote so they can put you on some ballot or some voter roll.
Or like a social credit score.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's next. You see in Austin, they're voting for UBI. They're going to test a universal basic income on like 81 families where they're going to give them $1,000 a month or something. I mean, this is the future that we're going to have. It's going to be a controlled oligarchy where we have no say. And that's really what's happening now, because we couldn't trust the last election. So I'm certainly not going to trust the next one. And I'm sure there's going to be a variant that comes out that causes to have mail-in ballots again. So the game is rigged, but we still need to participate. We shouldn't lie down and die. We shouldn't have that hopeless mindset, because life is so short. So I at least want to die fighting. A lot of people don't want to do that. They don't have the energy. They're too stressed out about their job or their wife or their kids. So until that changes, until people are willing to die for this, they're going to just, be walked right into the gulag. And I talked about this a little bit when I hosted the fourth hour. See, this is how there's two schools of thought, where it's either like the austere, 1984 George Orwell, where, it's just everything is, you're the all-seeing eyes constantly watching you and your life is just terrible. But see, they're using the Brave New World version, where they got us, everybody's on drugs, everybody's on antidepressants or Xanax or opioids or marijuana. And so they don't even see how bad the world is around them, because they're addicted to internet pornography. And, they get the $1,000 UBI. So they think, oh, well, this is good. I can play PlayStation all day. But they don't realize is that they are devolving society into a meaningless life. Like, they're taking away any meaning and they're taking away any purpose by making you think that your life is an accident. And that's really where we're at, though, is that people don't take any accountability. We've lost integrity as society. And this is the definition of character, is doing the right thing when nobody is looking. And we are a society that is without character.
By the way, I'm more of the approach, and this isn't a big issue of mine, but I would make the argument that probably we should be less people should be voting. I mean, they say, think about it in context now, where we see what the left does, where something that they don't want to happen, they just say racism, and then they somehow defeat it, even though it's not racism at all. Remember, they did the same thing. They said, having a literacy test to vote is racist. Maybe there may have been some racist bents at the time. But I mean, seriously, like, it's not a big issue for me, but maybe we should have an IQ test or a literacy test or something for people that vote. I mean, do we really want to be dominated by dumbasses?
Oh, and you're 100% right. Why do you think in New York they're making it where illegal immigrants can vote? They want as many people voting as possible so they can control it. You're 100% right. We should have less people voting. So the vote matters. So the vote carries weight. But by diluting it and giving everybody a vote, that, even illegal aliens, That puts the thumb on the scale in their favor. So, yes, we do need to take accountability and not have every single person vote. Illegal immigrants shouldn't be able to vote. But, dude, that's not the direction we're heading. We're using Dominion voting machines that we can't even if I go on YouTube and I say, oh, that those are rigged machines. Or if you're Mike Lindell, you spend all this money, trying to figure out the fraud that's behind these machines. They take away your company. They deplatform you. So we're fighting the technocracy, and they give us the impression, oh, freedom of speech exists. Yet even Barack Obama, even Hillary Clinton admit it does not exist on these social networks. And that's the only way that we can communicate. That is the modern day public square. And in the modern day technological public square, we cannot call out the evil people that are rigging the system in their favor.
Yeah, you know, the 2020 election was like, I think it was the 1918 World Series with the Black Sox. Everybody knew that World Series was rigged. Everybody knew the Black Sox rigged the game. Everybody knew that shoeless Joe Jackson was the only one on the Black Sox that was even trying to play the game. It's kind of like the 2020, like everybody knows it was rigged. Everybody knows this fix was in for Biden. But hey, we still got out there. We still competed. Everybody knows we gave it our best shot. And yeah, we lost a rigged election. That's kind of just a compare and contrast to a historical events there, maybe a sports analogy. Yeah. But yeah, that's why I'm like, hey, just get on the field. Everybody remembers shoeless Joe Jackson played that World Series.
Yeah, but Owen, this is what's going on. I mean, you look at the whole Black Lives Matter movement. You know, that was a huge psychological operation. And the leaders of it, they were spending, $6.5 million buying houses in 98% white neighborhood. People know this. People know that that was a scam. And we're not even doing anything. The black community is not standing up and fighting back. And they totally got bamboozled. So it's just, we know this. Like you said, we know, everybody knows Joe Biden is not more popular than Barack Obama and that he was not the most popular president in the history of any election. But they're okay with it because their side won and the right is too afraid to do anything because we have people like Dan Crenshaw. We have people like Adam Kinzinger that say that they're conservatives or say that they're fighting for our freedom and they'll do anything. They'll start a January 6th commission.
Yeah, Liz Cheney's fundraising in Washington, D.C. She doesn't even fundraise in Wyoming. She only fundraises in Washington, D.C. I mean, imagine though, like I'm trying to sell you. It's like, hey, I'm going to sell you a voting machine called Dominion. It's like, hey, I'm going to sell you a necktie called Chokes to Death. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, why don't we just take the mask off the same anniversary as the song Mask Off? It's the same thing. It's literally just mockery. They're mocking us, Owen. You know that. I know that. But until everybody knows that, nobody's going to do anything about it. I mean, once again, it's the hypocrisy that we're fighting. And nobody's going to stand up unless it's you. And this is the problem. We have guys like InfoWars, Alex Jones, who's put his life on the line, and they're doing everything they can to deplatform him because the media landscape is changing. CNN Plus fails. Nobody wants to watch that garbage. The people want to watch genuine stuff. People want to watch freedom fighters.
They had
like
Chris
yourself.
Wallace, though.
Forget Chris Wallace. I'm just saying, you guys are doing the best. Before we go, you guys got to support InfoWars because we're in a literal fight for freedom of speech, and you guys are the only people that are willing to stand up against what is going on. So really and truly, whatever you do, don't even worry about supporting me. Support InfoWars because they were taken off when they got kicked off of YouTube in 2016, I believe. That should have been the rally cry right then and there.
Primetime 99, Alex Stein.
We have over 100 designs of t-shirts, a lot of which I never promoted or even pushed, that never even be seen, that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited edition. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those. And that's it for all these hundreds of designs forever. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. All the other shirts are at cost to clear inventory. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. This is a limited edition shirt. We are going to sell a limited number of these, and then they are gone forever. Show them the back. The back's really cool. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's $24.95, so we make, like $19 or whatever to fund our operation on it. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. support free speech, be a maverick, be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones Was Right shirt with InfoWars.com big on the back. Available now for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The fight